Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. If you're listening to this on iTunes, please be sure to leave a review. So this week I have an email from a woman who wrote in to ask what my thoughts were on a relationship with a narcissist. So I asked her, well, what makes you think he's a narcissist? Because, you know, you can throw labels around, but what really makes you think that he is whatever label you're labeling him? You know, some people say, oh, I'm dating a sociopath, or I'm dating a psychopath, or I'm dating this, I'm dating that. Well, what makes you think you're dating that kind of person? So she wrote back a very lengthy email going through a lot of things that he's done. And I'm going to go through this and then tell her what she needs to do. So she said, first of all, he says he's a narcissist and he's quite proud of this. Well, that definitely sounds like a narcissist. I also think he's a moocher. He often says he has expensive tastes and is like the character in The Great Gatsby. He asks me to buy him expensive items, but he buys me used things he finds from eBay. Well, that's nice. When it comes to my place, I provide food and snacks and tell him to eat as much as he wants and to make himself at home. But when I go to his place, he doesn't provide me anything to eat. One time I asked if he had any snacks. He went and got some cookies and then said, don't eat them all. So I don't know if this is necessarily a narcissist, but this sounds like someone who really does not have your best interests at heart. Someone who's not that into you, someone who doesn't care. So it doesn't matter whether you label him a narcissist or whatever. Like, why would you want to be with someone who's not giving? You go into a relationship both to give and also to get something back. It's not just about you giving the whole time and the person giving nothing back. That's a one-way relationship. Okay, so continuing on. He often asks about my mom's divorce settlement and asks if she got half of what my father had. My father was a successful doctor. I tell him that my dad physically abused her. He says, yeah, but she had a nice life with absolutely no concern about the physical abuse. So again, we have yet another sign of someone who really only cares about himself, and yet this woman was still there. Continuing on, he got me pregnant and then never told anyone in the family until 2 months before the due date. He told me that he needed $250,000 for a house that he wanted. Oh, okay, sure, let me just write you a check real quick. I said I wasn't going to buy a house. He persisted and then asked if my mom wanted to take a look at it. Okay. When he finally told his family I was pregnant, his mom had a shower planned and had purchased a stroller slash car seat for the newborn. He showed me a picture of it and then said he was going to return it and give me his son's old car seat and stroller. I found out the car seat was over 6 years old and not usable on a newborn. Again, it's all take, 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 and giving nothing back. I asked him to help with the registry. Then she goes on to talk about the fact that he, on the registry, checked out the $1.50 droppers, the cheapest with the lowest rating. So he doesn't even care about his baby. And even though he's not going to be purchasing these things, they're on a registry, it doesn't make any sense that he still picks the cheapest items. Usually on a registry, someone picks the most expensive items, if possible. During the pregnancy, I went through a time that I was very sick. I was working full-time, attended night school. I gave him the keys to my house so he could check up on me, but he never did. So is this what you want? Is this the type of relationship you want to be in where you're sick, your partner has the keys to your house, and they don't come in to check up on you at all? I don't think so. Logically, it doesn't make sense. You would think you would want someone who's checking up on you every day, who's calling when he's not there or she's not there to make sure that you're okay and is doing everything they can to make sure that you feel better. That's when someone does, when they love you, when they're into you, and when they're your partner. Otherwise, what's the point? What's the point of being in a relationship? I mean, like, what is the point of this relationship? Okay, she goes on. He did ask me to attend a family gathering that I declined to attend since I was not well. I called them and he abruptly hung up on me. Very immature. You know, when someone hangs up on you, and I don't care if they're 18 or 80, that is not the way that you handle a situation. Right away there, it tells you that you're dealing with someone who's emotionally immature. If there's a problem and someone doesn't want to talk at that moment for whatever reason, then a mature person says, you know, I'm not going to discuss this right now. I'm going to go before I say something I regret. and we'll talk later. That's what a mature person does. An immature person hangs up. And hanging up is never acceptable. To me, that's a huge red flag. It might seem like a little thing, and I know that a lot of people put up with that, with people hanging up on them, or something similar, but no, that is never, ever acceptable. Continuing on, he also asked me if I could drive him to the airport, because his brother, who lived with him, worked all day and didn't want to wake up at 4 a.m., to drive to the airport 20 minutes away. He's 42 years old, and I live 1 hour away, work full-time, go to school, was sick most of the time, and he didn't think it would be too much for me to drive over an hour so he could save $35. So it started to sound like this guy has issues with money. I mean, this is beyond being frugal, and this is even beyond being cheap. This is super, super, super cheap, and that's just the least of your worries. I admire his frugalness. I don't think it's frugality, but it's almost insulting. It is insulting. He expects me to spend freely on him, yet he won't even buy a $3 baby bottle for his newborn, et cetera, et cetera. She goes on with more things that he did regarding money. Let's see. He says I owe him and that he will sue me for visitation when I stopped talking to him. Well, thank God you finally stopped talking to him. I thought about it and then said I would give him visitation. He said he wasn't interested. He's also found another relationship. Why doesn't that surprise me? Because he saw that he wasn't going to be able to get whatever he wanted to get out of you anymore. And so he moved on to another victim. Even though you're pregnant with his baby, he doesn't care. It sounds to me more like he uses people. Or he's just all about himself. I mean, it doesn't matter what label we attach on him. Who cares about the labels? The fact is, why would you want to be with someone like that? You have to look at yourself. I'm not here. He didn't contact me to ask why he's like this. You contacted me thinking that he is a narcissist. This is beyond narcissism. But you have to ask yourself, why would you put up with someone that's like this? It's not logical, right? So there is a possibility, there's a strong possibility that you have a love addiction, even though this isn't love. Because logically, someone would not put up with this type of treatment. And so if you stay there and you're unable to remove yourself until all these horrible things that you described happen and you finally stop talking to him, then you have to look at yourself and ask, what is my part in this? Because you can only affect your life through your actions. And so you have to take responsibility. And if you do have a love addiction, then you need to deal with that. Because otherwise, even though you're going to obviously be moving on, he's not going to be around. Hopefully, I really hope he's not around. I hope he takes care of the child and obviously has visitation. But in terms of a relationship with you, I really hope this is the end. But you need to ask yourself, why are you willing to butt up with that? Because otherwise, you're going to choose someone very similar, and it's just going to keep happening over and over again until you get this handled. So if you are in a similar situation, if you have any questions or comments about this, you can reach me on my website, where I'm also available for private coaching. And that website is theartoflove.net. And in the meantime, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens you.